Chapter 20. July. I'm almost done with the layout, Jijie, Wei Ying says into his cell phone, crouched on the floor next to Sui Bian and petting her soft head. If you want, I can bring my laptop tomorrow and show you. He smiles up at Lan Zhan from across the room, eyes bright behind his black cat-eye glasses. Lan Zhan likes the cat-eye glasses, which Wei Ying said he was obligated to get, because they're $15, and this way I get to match every other goth girl, sex worker, and burlesque dancer in the city, Lan Zhan. Lan Zhan also likes the red mirrored sunglasses, and the large round glasses with the red ombre frames, and the oversized magenta to purple ombre cat-eye glasses. Lan Zhan, as it turns out, has a thing for glasses. Wei Ying will never let him live it down. Not that Lan Zhan wants him to, because part of never letting him live it down means Wei Ying keeps wearing his glasses. Win-win. Wei Ying's actual attention is clearly on whatever Jiang Yanli is saying, and he adds, "Okay, okay, fine. I won't work on a weekend. Wednesday?" Lan Zhan blesses Jiang Yanli for helping to actually enforce Wei Ying's days off. He's been much better about it as he adjusted to a fully freelance schedule, but it's still very easy for him to slip and end up half working for 7 days in a row. It definitely doesn't have the same nearly catastrophic results as when his photography first picked up, but they both know sometimes Wei Ying needs a nudge. Just because they're going to see Jiang Yanli tomorrow for a group picnic at the urban farm where Mian Mian works doesn't mean that Wei Ying has to get feedback from his sister on her cookbook. Wei Ying had insisted that he didn't need to be paid for doing the layout work for Jiang Yanli's still untitled Chinese-American Fibromyalgia Management cookbook. Jiang Yanli insisted that, actually, he did, since he was providing a professional service. Not even Wei Ying's stubbornness could stand up to Jiang Yanli's determination, and they've apparently worked out a very fair royalty-sharing agreement. Lan Zhan loves Jiang Yanli, in a fiercely platonic way. "Oh, strawberry rhubarb," Wei Ying says, of the pie currently cooling on the counter as his offering to the picnic gods. He's wearing a calf-length drapey rayon A-line dress today, black with subtle purple shibori-style patterns in the fabric, with a cotton linen open-front sleeveless lace cardigan over the top in purple that Lan Zhan managed to finish knitting just in time for the hot weather. It leaves his arms bare, and his collarbone, and his grown-out hair curls around his shoulders in waves of black and red and purple. Bichen is amusing herself by jumping in and out of the fabric cave where the skirt pools over Wei Ying's knees. Lan Zhan looks at Wei Ying, his family, his future, looks at the silver band and red stone glittering on his fiancée's finger, and he's so in love, he almost juices his lime all over the counter instead of into the liquid measuring cup he was aiming for. "A really good salad," Wei Ying is saying, as Lan Zhan tries not to ruin the mint pistachio pesto that will serve as the dressing on said salad. "It's so good, Jijie. Lan Zhan found the recipe online somewhere, and I'm telling you, I'll eat it straight out of the fridge with a fork. That's how much I like it." This is true, and why Lan Zhan intends to portion some of the carrot and snap pea salad out into a smaller container for Wei Ying, as a distraction. He lifts their stick blender toward Wei Ying in an illustrative kind of way, and Wei Ying nods and stands up, skirt swishing around his legs as he wanders off down the hall so he can continue his phone call. Lan Zhan watches him go, full of wonder and with absolutely no shame about his staring. on average, Lan Zhan still dresses more femme than Wei Ying. See today's outfit. A halter neck layered linen gauze jumpsuit in a blue-white ombre. Lan Zhan's thoroughly blue-streaked hair in a French braid down his back. Long dangling chain earrings brushing his neck when he moves his head. Femme. But, freed from the strictures of a direct customer service job and constant coffee spills, Wei Ying has been allowing himself to explore outside the world of pants. The daywear dresses are only about a month old, maybe a little more, and a little zip of fond, affectionate joy still fizzes in Lan Zhan's veins when he sees Wei Ying in one. Wei Ying had, upon discovering the combination of maxi dresses and summer weather, called Ni Huaisong and demanded to know why they'd been holding out on him. Ni Huaisong pointed out that they were already wearing maxi dresses, like, literally as the two of them were speaking, and it was Wei Ying's fault for sleeping on the concept. Wei Ying had turned to Lan Zhan for support, and Lan Zhan had just waved at himself, at the floor-length flowy cotton skirt he was wearing, and Wei Ying had to admit defeat. Breezy, free-legged defeat. Belatedly, Lan Zhan realizes he needs to actually blend the pesto. You know, the reason he sent Wei Ying out of the room. And he does so, letting his gaze linger on the silver band and blue stone on his left hand. It's a smooth setting, no prongs to catch on his knitting. The band embossed with lightly floral designs. A match to Wei Ying's in everything but color. He's fond of looking at it, like he's fond of looking at Wei Ying, the way Wei Ying is fond of tangling their left hands together and casting faceted reflections on the wall in a sunbeam. Zheng Cheng is probably going to bring a wedding binder tomorrow, Lan Zhan reflects, shifting the stick blender around to get the pesto mixed as evenly as he can. Hopefully Wen Qing will convince him to leave it at home. Zheng Cheng should take days off, too. When the noise of the blender cuts out, it's just in time for Lan Zhan to hear Wei Ying practically yell, "What?" and then, "Oh my god, are you... when?" He frowns, but Wei Ying sounds excited, not worried, so he finishes assembling the salad and tries not to eavesdrop. Wei Ying sounds very excited, actually. He's no longer yelling, but the cadence of his voice vibrates through the walls of their apartment like one of the up-tempo Dance Dance Revolution-style techno tracks he's been experimenting with making lately. Lan Zhan finishes tossing the pesto with the vegetables and portions out the Wei Ying misdirection salad before snapping shut the lids on everything and stowing it in the fridge. He idly wonders what Jiang Yanli said that got Wei Ying so excited. Maybe something else about the cookbook? He carefully scrubs up the immersion blender, secure in the knowledge that Wei Ying will tell him everything he needs to know, at high speed and high volume. Lan Zhan! Wei Ying shouts, skidding into the kitchen right as Lan Zhan finishes drying his hands, which allows him to catch his half-wild fiancée before he can overbalance. Wei Ying grabs his biceps, drags himself back upright, and fixes him with a grin so bright, Lan Zhan almost feels himself sunburn. Lan Zhan! Yanli! Jiji's pregnant! Caught up in the current of Wei Ying's joy and his own affection for his near sister-in-law, Lan Zhan smiles helplessly. "Congratulations to her," he says, mind skipping wildly ahead through possibilities. "How far along?" 4 months!
Wei Ying's bouncing on his toes now, using Lan Zhan for support as he apparently attempts to pogo stick himself through the ceiling. She says sorry for not telling us sooner, but they wanted to wait until they were past the dangerous part before they told anyone, with Jijie's health issues and all. But Lanjian! He shakes Lanjian a little, and mostly accomplishes shaking himself. She's gonna have a baby! There's gonna be a baby! I'm gonna be an uncle! An aunt! An uncle!
I'm glad, Lanjian says.
He is. He feels buoyed up by Wei Ying's joy, like water under his back, a warm tropical wave carrying him with it.
Once they're married, he'll also be an uncle, he realizes.
He's going to have a niece or a nephew,
or, depending on how the baby later identifies, a gender-neutral version of those terms.
He'll get to watch Wei Ying with Zhang Yanli's baby, and his heart actually physically clenches with how much he wants that.
They're still a little early to find out the sex, Wei Ying goes on. And also, like, who cares? The baby's genitals are the least interesting part of the baby, and they don't mean anything, not really. What's way more important is that there's a strong heartbeat, and Yanli's healthy, and she's right on track for her,
he waves, vaguely, milestones or whatever.
My nibbling.
Ah, yes. That's the gender-neutral term Lanjian was looking for. It's apparently already rowdy, so when I get to meet them tomorrow, I'm gonna tell little Jin Ling to be nice to their mom.
They've decided on a name? Lanjian asks, unnecessarily. And Wei Ying nods.
Jin Ling, he confirms. Due sometime in November, maybe?
Lanjian nods, brain circling and circling around one particular thought. I will knit them a blanket, he says. And a sweater. Babies need sweaters, right? He's definitely seen pictures of tiny sweaters on Ravelry. I will knit them 2 sweaters at least.
Oh my god! Wei Ying breathes, his eyes wide. Oh my god, Lanjian, you could knit them such cute stuff. You know those hats that are shaped like fruit? What if you made Jin Ling a little apple hat?
He drops Lanjian's arms to cover his face and make a plaintive, whining sound.
There's gonna be a baby, Lanjian, he says. There's gonna be little baby fingernails and teeny tiny baby ears and the little bittiest baby nose. And if the peacock isn't a big killjoy, I'm gonna get to nibble on all of them.
Wei Ying, my love, Lanjian says, leaning in to kiss his forehead. You are not allowed to eat the baby.
I said nibble,
Wei Ying shoots back, mock offended.
Have you ever seen me actually eat our rabid children? No.
Bi Chen does, in fact, accept Wei Ying fake nibbling at the ends of her ears with the greatest possible grace. So Lanjian supposes Wei Ying has a point there.
You should help me pick out knitting patterns, he says, instead of conceding. We can show them to Jiang Yanli tomorrow and get her opinion.
Hell yeah,
Wei Ying says, so excited he's doing a little dance.
Rad. Fucking awesome.
Oh, I'm losing my entire shit over this.
He rubs his face again and laughs, a little watery.
I haven't gotten to hold a baby since I was babysitting for the Wens. Oh, Lanjian, there's gonna be a baby!
He draws his arms up, cradling an invisible infant in them, and beams down at where he's surely imagining his nibbling will go. Lanjian joins him in the fantasy. Pictures a little swaddled bundle in Wei Ying's arms. Lanjian doesn't have a lot of experience with babies, so he will never admit this mostly looks like when they have to wrap one of the bunnies in a towel to trim their nails. And his heart does that wonderful, vicious clenching again. It's a perfect vision, vibrating down to his bones. And he makes a decision that he'd never previously given serious thought to, and now wants with a vengeance.
"I've never held a baby," he says, drawing Wei Ying into his arms. "You'll have to help me practice."
"Practice?" Wei Ying asks, automatically twining his arms around Lan Zhan's neck and playing absently with his braid.
Lan Zhan says.
He wants to kiss Wei Ying, to say the next part into his mouth, let him breathe it in. But he also wants to see his face, and that's the urge that wins out.
"Practice," he confirms, settling his hands at the base of Wei Ying's spine. "For when we have one of our own."
Wei Ying's hand clenches on his braid for a painful moment before he realizes what he's done.
"You,"
he whispers, wetting his lips, his racing pulse visible in the base of his throat.
"Lan Zhan, you want a baby?"
Lan Zhan confirms,
and this time he does lean in for a kiss, pushing all his sincerity into the touch.
"With Wei Ying," he murmurs, low and steady, boiling over with love.
"Oh," Wei Ying says, as poleaxed as if Lan Zhan had hit him over the head. His hand clutches at Lan Zhan's braid, his shoulder, eyes searching Lan Zhan's face, as though he'd find anything there but the truth.
Really?
"Really,"
Lan Zhan says, as steady as he can make it. He brushes Wei Ying's hair out of his eyes and cups his cheek, thumbing away a single tear.
"I want a child. Children. With you."
He kisses Wei Ying's eyebrow, the side of his nose, the corner of his mouth.
"You're going to be a wonderful mother."
Wei Ying drags him close, arms right around Lan Zhan's back, pressing their bodies together like he can fuse them into a single being.
"Yes," he says, wildly. "Yes, Lan Zhan, I want that too. I want kids with you, and to watch them grow up together, and do silly group costumes at Halloween, and embarrass them at school."
He shoves his face into Lan Zhan's neck and laughs, half crying.
"I thought I couldn't be happier when Jijie told me about the baby. And then you!"
He pulls away to point an accusing finger at Lan Zhan.
"You had to prove me wrong."
Lan Zhan schools his face into something like apology.
"Sorry," he says, deadpan.
"You are not,"
Wei Ying says, revenge squishing Lan Zhan's face between his hands.
"I am not,"
Lan Zhan agrees easily, and Wei Ying has apparently had enough of his sass, because he kisses him, long and hard and very, very intently.
"Hey, Guga," he says,
dragging his mouth along Lan Zhan's jaw. "You want to practice now?" Lan Zhan hums in a questioning sort of way, and Wei Ying licks his earlobe and clarifies,
"Making a baby?"
Lan Zhan's hands drop down to Wei Ying's hips and squeeze, consideringly.
"Do you think the reason we haven't made one before now is a lack of practice?"
"Can't hurt to try," Wei Ying replies cheerfully, right before he bites Lan Zhan's neck. That's distracting enough that it takes Lan Zhan a moment to collect himself, and he gives one of Wei Ying's ass cheeks a strong, painful squeeze in retaliation.
"Your brother will try to throw us down a well if you get pregnant out of wedlock,"
he points out, not because he's actually protesting the idea of practice, but rather because he thinks it's funny.
"Well," Wei Ying says primly, pulling back to look down his nose at Lan Zhan,
He should stop insisting our wedding is going to be the party of the century and find us a date with a more reasonable time frame. He sucks Lan Zhan's lower lip into his mouth and bites it, lets it drag against his teeth as he pulls away, and gives Lan Zhan a sultry, hungry smile.
What do you say, sweetie? He asks, voice low. Wanna put a baby in me?
Lan Zhan says, letting it rumble through his chest, and he grabs Wei Ying by the hips and walks him backward, out of the kitchen, until he tips backward over the arm of the couch to land, laughing, against the cushions.
I will certainly try, he promises, hiking Wei Ying's skirt up and palming him through his boxer briefs. I understand it may take multiple attempts.
My fiancé is nothing if not diligent, Wei Ying deadpans, and then he pulls Lan Zhan down to kiss him between giggles. He presses kisses all across Lan Zhan's face and smiles up at him, eyelashes wet, mouth red, glowing with joy like a Shanyuan lantern. Hey, I love you, he says, a secret just for the two of them. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. It's his serious voice, the one without humor or sarcasm, the one that Lan Zhan has heard more and more as they've settled together, found their places in and around each other, in their combined therapy sessions and solo therapy sessions, and every gentle negotiation and accommodation and compromise. Lan Zhan loves to hear it. Lan Zhan loves Wei Ying so much, he thinks he must have that lantern glow under his skin, too. Both of them, the guiding light to lead the other home.
My Wei Ying, he says, cupping his face,
brushing his thumb over one perfect cheekbone.
My love. Me too.
Good, Wei Ying says. And then Wei Ying kisses him and tugs on his shoulders, and Lan Zhan, helplessly, happily, eternally, follows him down.